That means I can walk in the light as he's in the light because his light is in me. Hallelujah. And as I fellowship with him, as I spend time with him, that light increases. I see more today than I saw yesterday. I have more revelation now than I had yesterday. I have fellowship one with another. And the blood, now notice what happened when I walk in the light and he's in the light. And have fellowship with him, with one another. And the blood of Jesus... Do something. Here we go. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, what? Cleanses us from all sin. For how many sin? All right. Let me do this. I'm going to wait on that. Remember that statement. He cleanses us from all sin. So don't lose that statement. I'm going to move on. And when God created the heavens and the earth, the first thing he said, let there be light. Genesis 1:3. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Adam, listen to this now. Adam was made in the image and likeness of God. And God made him the ruler of this whole earth. Adam, I give you dominion. Listen to what he said. Genesis 1:26. I got to move on. Genesis 1:26 says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion. Now notice what he said. Let us make man how in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion. Let them have dominion. Let them have dominion. Where? Over the fish of the sea. Over the fowls of the air. Over the cattle. Over all the earth. Oh, how much of the earth? Now, why would people see? You see how men have messed it up? God's in control. No, he's not, because he just said, I'm giving him dominion over the earth. You two of them can't have the dominion. You seeing this? That's why people get in trouble. They just go with some religious something somebody said. God wants you to know the truth and walk in the light of this. You the one to do something about this stuff going on. I'm the one. We're the one that's born again. You don't want it on your dwelling? That's why he gave you Psalm 91 to tell you what to say. Who he is and what he will do and what he have done. If you don't know, you go, blah, 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 blah. That ain't going to work. You need to tell the devil where to get off at, where to stop. Don't you come on my property. We don't live in poverty. I'm not fellowshipping with you. I am not fellowshipping with you. And so he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every what? Creeping thing that creepeth up on the earth. Over everything that goes on in the earth, I'm giving you dominion, Adam. So God created man how? In his own image, and the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. The moment his sin, the moment Adam's sin, light left the earth. The moment Adam sinned, light left the earth because God had put his light in Adam and gave him authority to rule this earth. And the moment he sinned, he let darkness in. You notice as long as we're in this building, as long as we leave these lights on, darkness don't come. It's not going to come. Only when we turn the lights off, darkness show up. And the moment Adam stepped out of the light, darkness showed up like that. He started trying to do something in his own natural self, trying to cover himself up, trying to hide. Never did it before, but now he's trying to hide. That's the way sin is, always trying to hide something. You won't show it true color. But light will. Light expose sin and for what it is and put it on the run. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Because he no longer had the light of God life in him. The light and the life of God in him. On the hill of the light, leaving darkness came. Genesis 1:12. God found a man by the name of Abram in the earth that would agree with him. He had to find somebody because it wasn't nobody in the earth that would operate because he had gave to Adam. Adam had given away. And he had to find somebody he could would agree with him, give him a right to come back in the earth. Woo. And when he found this man, they made a covenant. And this covenant was made. And 42 generations, God brought a seed in the earth. And this seed said, I'm the light of the world. And that's where we stop tonight. We're going to talk about some light. Hallelujah. I said,
hallelujah.
He brought light, and then when he left, he said, you're the light. We're going to see next Wednesday night, Tuesday night. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ushers.